Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of having victory in your soul. God wants you to overcome, and the battleground with the enemy is in the area of the soul. He tries to work against your mind, your will, your emotions. But praise God, we're going to walk in line with the Word, and we're going to have victory in the soul. We know that Jesus is the bishop or the overseer of our souls. And as we have returned to Him, the sheep following the shepherd, then we're going to walk in His ways. And we're looking at principles from the Word of God of how you can have victory in your soul, how your soul can be protected, and how you can see God do the mighty work of building forth the things in you that He wants, which is the Word in you to cause you to have a fat soul. We saw in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, talking about that they needed to keep thy soul diligently. Take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. If you don't guard and protect your soul, you'll forget the things that you've seen. You'll forget the things that have come, and you will not walk in them and see the fruit. Also, we talked about you need to seek the Lord with your soul. Whatever you're seeking after is what you're going to find. Seek after the Lord with your soul as well as with your heart, and you're going to find the things of God as He reveals them unto you. You need to love God with your soul. If you love Him, you're going to keep His commandments. You're going to see Him as the most valuable and precious thing in your life. You're not going to have idols of the world. You're not going to be going after all these other things that are going to just waste your time and become a bunch of hay, wood, and stubble that are going to be burned up in the end. Instead, you are going to seek the things that really count in life. We talked in Deuteronomy 10:12 about how we're going to serve the Lord with our soul. In Deuteronomy 11:18, we need to get in the Word, lay up the Word of God, not only in your heart, but also in your soul. Remember, the Lord is coming to prove you, and He will prove you in the area of your soul, if you're really going to love God and walk in His ways or not. He's going to find out. Are you taking your thoughts captive? Are you thinking on good things? Are you choosing His way in the area of your will? Are you watching your emotions so you don't let the emotions from the flesh lead you and guide you to walk contrary to the Word? See, you're going to watch over the area of the soul, and you're going to prove yourself in that area. What's the important principle? You got to set your soul to seek Him and realize that God's at work. And as you arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord, you're bringing the presence of God into you. That was the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Covenant and the holy vessels of God. God's making you holy before Him. And He's building you to be build up a spiritual house filled up with the things of God. You know, in the Old Covenant, 2 Chronicles 15:12, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord with all of their heart, with all of their soul. You are in covenant relationship with God, and one of your responsibilities is to seek the Lord God with all of your heart, with all of your soul. Seek the ways of the Lord and learn to keep His commandments. Learn to be a hearer and a doer of the Word. If you're a hearer only, then you will be wiped out by the storms of life that come against everybody to try to take the Word out. But if you're a hearer and a doer, then the enemy's works will have no power against you. We saw in Psalms 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect. It converts and restores the soul. That's what God's at work to do. Remember Psalms 23:3, the Lord who's our shepherd is restoring our soul. He has promised to heal you and to deliver you. We need the fear of the Lord, of course, before us, which is the reverential respect of and awe of God, hating evil, submitted unto Him, yielded unto Him, walking in His ways. When you have that, He will teach you His way. And as you are taught the ways of the Lord and do His word, then it says in Psalms 25:13, His soul shall dwell at ease. Otherwise, you'll have peace. You know, everybody wants to have peace. But if you don't do what God's Word says, your soul will not dwell at ease. Your soul will dwell at ease regardless of the circumstances. A lot of people say, well, when all my problems are dealt with, then I'll be at ease. No, your soul can dwell at ease in the midst of any situation if your eyes are upon the Lord and if you are being taught in His way and you are choosing to walk in line with His Word. The eye of the Lord is upon those that fear Him and that hope in His mercy to deliver their soul from death. whatever the enemy brings against you, the law of sin and death. He tries to bring oppression or worry or anxiety, tries to bring all kinds of negative things, hurts and wounds. That's death come to your soul. God is the one who will bring His mercy, and if you hope in His mercy, then He will deliver your soul. Get our souls to wait for the Lord. Remember, He's your help and your shield. Our help is in the name of the Lord. He's going to bring you out of bondage. In Psalms 35:9, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. You got to make a decision that you're going to have a joyful soul. You're going to have to choose to rejoice in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. Rejoice in what God's doing. Get your eyes off those circumstances. Quit thinking about the negatives. Start speaking the word. Release your faith. Pray and watch God move in your circumstances. Very important. Over in Psalms 35, the Bible talks about how He comes to rescue our soul from destruction. He will deliver us. He will come and help you. And He will drive the enemies backward. He'll drive them out as you cast them out. In Psalms 41:4, it says, "Be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee." Maybe you've had a lot of sin in your life, and you realize that you've got a lot of damage that's come into your soul, your will, your intellect, and emotions because of your sin. Well, praise God, the mercy of God, it will be extended to you because we can confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will be merciful unto you. And what does He do? He comes to heal your soul. Praise God. But what do we need to do? Our soul needs to be seeking after God. It talks about in Psalms 42:1, our soul pants after the Lord. We are desirous of knowing Him. We're going to seek Him. We're going to pour out our soul to the Lord as we seek Him diligently. Don't let the enemy into your soul. He talks about that in Psalms 42:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Quit letting that enemy come in. He's coming in to try to bring destruction and to get you off the word. The battle is going on in the realm of the soul so that you will choose contrary to the word of God. This is why you got to learn to pray. In fact, in Psalms 55, he talks about in verse 16, 17, and 18 about calling upon the Lord, how the Lord will save me. And then he says in verse 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and I'll cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. When you start praying God's word, God's going to hear. He's going to hear the voice that you are, of the word of God that you're speaking. And he says then he's going to move. He says, He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. You know, Psalms 3 talks about many are arrayed against me. Many rise up against me. They say there's no help for you. But God comes on the scene and He delivers you. And here it talks about delivering your soul in peace from the battle that was against you. And he goes and he says, there were many that were with me. Well, who's with you? The angels of God are with you, and they will hearken unto the voice of God as you pray the word of God. You've got to get that word and start praying the word. Start praying, and don't just pray once. It says evening, morning, and noon. Pray without ceasing. Continue to pray. Pray with your understanding according to the word. Pray in tongues with your spirit, and release the power of the Holy Spirit to come against your enemies, and watch God deliver your soul in peace and triumph over your enemies. In Psalm 62:2, it says, He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Don't let the enemy move you. Don't let him come and get you pulled down so easily. People hear bad news or a negative report and they just go to pieces so often. God wants you to keep your eyes upon Him. Don't be greatly moved. The Lord's your rock. The Lord's your salvation. The Lord is your defense. Praise God. He will come and help you and minister to you. In Psalm 62:5, it says, My soul waits only upon God. My expectation is from Him. That shows the victory attitude in the soul. My soul's waiting on God, and my expectation's from Him. Are you expecting God to move in your life? Are you expecting Him to heal you and to deliver you and set you free? He is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. He will manifest Himself and bring forth victory. Of course, Psalm 63:1, he goes on and says, You're my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee. You need to have an insatiable thirst for God, that you seek Him, that you pray, that you get in the Word, that you hear the Word, that you praise Him, that you spend time in the presence of God. fill your soul up with the things of God. Don't let your soul be an open door for the enemy. It's very important that when you do this, then in verse 5 it says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Your soul will be satisfied when you're filled up with the things of God. If you are dissatisfied in life, what are you filling yourself up with? Start filling yourself up with the things of God, and you'll be satisfied regardless of your circumstance. And God will be at work to change your circumstance in life. Praise God. And down in verse 8, he says, my soul, follow up hard after thee. We need to follow hard after the Lord, not just casually whenever we have a problem, but diligently seeking him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek the Lord. It's important that you get into the presence of God. Spend time in the Word of God, and God will come to your defense. He'll help you. He'll comfort you, and he will bring forth victory. You know, in Psalms 86:2, it says, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. As you keep the Word of God and you walk in the ways of holiness, which occurs because you yield your members under righteousness that produces holiness in your life, then God has promised to preserve your soul. He will preserve you. He will protect you if you walk uprightly in holiness before the Lord. Praise God. Very important that you make that decision. There's another scripture over in Psalms 97 talking about preserving the souls. It says, if you love the Lord and you hate evil, he preserves the soul of his saints and he delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. You should love the Lord and hate everything that's evil. You don't want to be involved in things that are of sin. You don't want to be listening to things that are contrary to the Word. You want to be filling yourself up with the things of God. In Psalms 103, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within you, in me. Bless his holy name. I'm going to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives my iniquities, heals my diseases, and he comes to bring forth victory in your life. Bless the Lord. Praise him. Keep your eyes upon him. Fill yourself up with the things of God. Have the expectation of his victory, and he will bring it forth in your soul. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received